Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for spending a piece of your Saturday morning with me. We're chatting some Paulding County athletics, and well, the weather not so nice today, but a pretty nice week. I know the rains hit hard on Thursday. We have a ton of spring sports that we have to talk about today, starting with baseball and softball, and we have a guest today that is going to help me do it all, and he is none other than Scoop Miller. I thought Scoop was perfect to come on the show today because he's seen throughout his years so many high school athletes move on to the next level and play college baseball, make it to the MLB, and most recently, me and Scoop doing a lot of Toledo Rockets broadcasts, some Bowling Green Falcon broadcasts, watching some of these schools around the area play. We've seen a ton of good talent from Paulding County move up and play at the next level, so I'm really excited for his insight today, and we're going to break down some of the guys that we've seen. I've been lucky to do enough games with Scoop, whether if it's at mysports.live. We've seen a lot of these guys, as I mentioned, who have made their way through the ranks, and now we're playing, and not just playing, but excelling from Paulding County. So it really doesn't matter how big or small, what school you come from. If you have the talent, they're going to find you. And me and Scoop really saw that on display the last few weeks. Some Paulding County names, some Green Meadows Conference names coming from, I know we talked to Luke Krause, and there's a massive series going on this weekend between Toledo and Bowling Green. And then actually out of Hicksville, Ohio, Jackson Bergman, the 6'6 sinker baller for the Toledo Rockets, having a really good year. So some Paulding County talent, some Green Meadows Conference talent. And I'm so excited to have Scoop Miller on today to help me break it all down. So it'll be really fun to see his insight. And we're going to talk about what we see just as broadcasters, and you know what, as fans of these kids, what it takes for them to move on to the next level and be able to excel in what they want to do in the sport they want to play. So Scoop, he's going to join me next. We're talking baseball, we're talking softball here on another spring sports edition of My Sports, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and as I promised, we're chatting with our guest today, and he is none other than Scoop Miller. Scoop, appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Well, it's always great to talk with you, Pete.
So, Scoop, I had mentioned earlier on this show about some of the talent that we've seen come out of the Green Meadows Conference and Paulding County in general. Luckily, you know, me and you have got to see a lot of these guys play in person, one being Luke Krause, one being Jackson Bergman. I want to ask you first and foremost, what are some of the common qualities you see in the kids that are coming out of the smaller schools and doing big things?
Well, it's funny you say Luke Krause and Jackson Bergman, because those are two of the best kids you're going to find anywhere. Those young men, they know what hard work's about. They know what doing things the right way is all about. They have such a positive attitude. They're such great team players. And those are few of many attributes of those two share. But I've been blessed. I know you have, too. We've watched these guys at the collegiate level. They've done a great job. But it's not easy for a small-town guy to go to a big-time program and succeed. But both these guys are having stellar years again this year.
And again, it all starts at the high school level. A lot of talent in Northwest Ohio in general. But again, with the eyes kind of looking on the GMC, it seems like every single year, year in and year out, there's another guy, whether it's baseball, softball, or track and field, making the jump to the next level. I know a few track and field athletes, Jack Woods from Paulding, going to throw at Akron. A lot of these guys are making this jump, and I think that really speaks to the quality of coaches and the programs we have in Paulding County and in Northwest Ohio.
There's no question about it. It's no secret. The word's out. You want a strong nucleus that you recruit 419 area kids. You know, we've seen it right here in Paulding County. So many different athletes across the board, but I think we're seeing it more and more in baseball. We're certainly word is out. You know, I've done a lot of baseball games throughout the kind of the four county area here. And boy, it's almost a surprise if I don't see a college or pro scout at one of those games.
And I know that we had Luke Krause on the show a little bit earlier this year. He's been a guest on My Sports a few times. And I want to speak to something you said earlier, and that is when anytime you talk to their coaches, whether it's Coach Reinstedtl at Toledo or whoever, the first thing they comment on is who these guys are as a person. And like you said, they are such good people, and then they're really good baseball players.
You're exactly right. I talked with Bowling Green State University head coach Kyle Halleck about Luke Krause, and he's that guy that say, hey, we have a campus visit. You know, he's the guy who went showing guys around. You know, he's just an all-around good person. He's got level head on his shoulders, but he's that guy that also knows how to compete when he gets out there between the lines. So, again, he's having a great year. He's coming off I think he's coming off his two longest starts. Recently, he went five innings against the University of Michigan and four innings against Finley University. And he's put up some good numbers. Wolverines got just two earned runs off of Luke, and Finley just two earned runs off of Luke. So I'm hoping to see him as we cover Bowling Green State University and University of Toledo this weekend.
Now, Scoop, another common attribute between a lot of guys who make the jump to the next level is being able to be coachable. Now, you've seen a ton of these guys and been able to work with a ton of guys over your career firsthand. What makes an athlete really good at being coachable?
Well, you know, as any college coach would tell you, you know, baseball is a game of failure. You know, the Hall of Fame hitters, you know, they get out 7 out of 10 times. They're only successful 3 out of 10 times. So you have to deal with failure. And that's the type of kid they want in their dugout. You know, you're going to have a guy that's going to be a good teammate. It's easy to be a good teammate when everything goes your way and the hits are falling. You're hitting your spots if you're a pitcher, but you learn a lot about a kid when things don't go their way. So I'll never forget, I remember Coach Maloney, University of Michigan, came out to recruit one of my players at Archbold one year, and I had just a stellar athlete. Obviously, he was really good. Michigan's out there looking at him. He had the worst possible day of his career, hands down, and after the game, I go to apologize to Coach Maloney, and the first words out of his mouth is, "Hey, I want Brian to be a Wolverine. I want to sign him tonight."
Really?
And I'm thinking, why? You know, and he's like, hey, when he struck out in the first inning, he jogged back to the bench. I watched him put his hat on the hat rack, his bat in the bat rack. He told the on-deck hitter a few things about the pitcher on his way back. And then he was the first guy up on the edge of the dugout, edge of the steps, clapping for his teammate. And he said, I can teach that kid to hit, but I can't coach heart, you know. And he's got
that.
The heart. He's got the desire. And you're going to have those days in baseball. And I want those guys in the dugout that can handle those days and find a way to be successful, whether that's making your teammates better, whether that's just trying to get enthusiasm, momentum on your side. He said, I can teach him to hit. So I thought that was priceless, because here's a guy had the worst day of his life and really ended up being the best thing that happened to this young man. I guaranteed him a college scholarship.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story. That's really cool. And it just, again, says you never know who's watching at what time, and all your actions really matter, especially, you know, when the eyes aren't on you, when you're not having a good day, like you said, Scoop. But as a former coach, you know, you've coached a lot of guys, and you've seen a lot of different talented players come through, whether it's pitchers, whether it's hitters, whatnot. But what is your advice to somebody looking to play baseball at the next level? And I know it doesn't have to be Division I, because luckily we're in a part of Ohio where we have some really good Division II and Division III baseball programs. But what would you say is a piece of advice you'd give as a former coach for someone to looking to make that jump?
Well, I would say, you know, don't doubt yourself. Whatever your dream is, go after it. Because too many times I see kids sell themselves short, you know. You never know when a kid's really going to develop and really kind of mature physically, where things kind of kick in. But if you have the work ethic, you have the positive attitude, you're a good teammate, you understand the game, if you put the time in it, there's a lot of good coaches out there that can make you a good player. And even if you can't go D1 right away, you know, there's nothing wrong with going JUCO. There's nothing wrong going NAIA, Division III, and so forth, because especially in this day and age with the portal, you know, you have a good year or two, there's going to be coaches that are going to be knocking on your door. So to me, the biggest thing is you want to succeed at the college level. You have to be a confident young man. You have to believe in yourself. You have to go out there and work and prove it each and every day.
So once again, last one for you. But from a coaching perspective, something I really want to talk about, because I think the Wayne Trace Raiders are on like 5 games in their last 6 days or something. I mean, they're winning them all, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of baseball, a lot of softball being played in a short amount of time. With baseball being such a mental game, you know, as a coach, Scoop, how do you keep these guys locked in day-to-day when you sometimes don't know if the game's going to happen or not?
Well, you're exactly right. The whole thing has to be that next game mentality. You know, the thing I always try to teach my kids, the most important game of the year is the next one. You know, it's easy to say, hey, that rivalry game is the big one coming up, and so forth. It's always the next game. So as a baseball player and a baseball coach, you want your guys to have that next pitch mentality. You're just thinking about the next pitch, make the next play, and that's really, you know, all you can do. And when you get guys to do that, you've got a good chance to be successful when the season winds down, because it is baseball. You know, if you don't bring your A game, especially in the GMC, as we've seen it year in, year out, you're going to get knocked off. I saw a huge win for Tenora at Fairview just a couple weeks ago. But 2 nights later, Edgerton takes Tenora out and gives Tenora their only loss. And then you have, as you mentioned, how about Wayne Trace? They had that early league loss early to Tenora. But since that time, they've been on a tear. And how about that big 5-4 win at Edgerton last night? They also had a big win at Fairview, 6-1. And so now Wayne Trace can control their own destiny. I think Tenora's already clinched a tie for GMC honors. But Wayne Trace can make it a four-peat if they can go on the road and take out the Antwerp Archers. I think that's maybe a couple weeks from tomorrow. That's down the road a little bit. But again, they've had a great year, 8 straight wins. And to think that a chance to win 4 straight GMC titles after not having won a GMC title since 1987. The reason I can remember that 1987 title for Wayne Trace, they finished the GMC 6-1. They only lost to a really good Edgerton team, coached by yours truly.
I had a feeling, Scoop. You had their number.
I won't
say
how the rest of the league season went for the Bulldogs that year, but we did have a nice day against Wayne Trace.
Hey, it's the one that you remember that counts. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. And that's the one thing, just to wrap it up, the one thing, you know, to a normal Kashner listener, viewer of baseball and softball, especially at the high school level, you have to realize that these coaches are managing a pitching staff as well. You only have so many arms, so when you get to the third or fourth game of the week, it becomes tough because you're throwing a guy out there that might not have a ton of innings. But right now, Wayne Trace is clicking on all cylinders, and it's really good to see.
Yeah, they really are. And Ryan Drome's done such a fantastic job there. And as a team, it just continues to get better. During their 8-game win streak, they're giving up just 2 runs a game. Their offense has clicked, I think, scoring about 8 runs per game. They really got together after taking some lumps early with a new team, a youthful team, as far as they lost some big players from a year ago. But they just seem to always reload there at Wayne Trace. And again, looking for their 4th GMC title in a row. And boy, that's just unheard of in the GMC, which is always so tough from top to bottom.
Yep. Well, hey, Scoop, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. Best of luck on the call this weekend for some college baseball. Head on over to ESPN Plus or BCSN if you have it. And check out a really good baseball series. But thank you so much, Scoop, and looking forward to our game Tuesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it as well, Pete. Thanks so much for your weekend.
Yep, you as well. We're back here on My Sports, and we are chatting spring sports, and we just wrapped up the conversation with our guest today, who is none other than MySports.live commentator, a man that wears so many hats, none other than Scoop Miller. Scoop, thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for the insight. Always a pleasure to chat with you. And hey, I'm really looking forward to our game on Tuesday. So we have that to look forward to, but thank you so much for chatting some spring sports and some Paulding County sports with me today. Well, me and Scoop talked about it a little bit. Let's get through the Green Meadows Conference and the week that was in baseball and softball. We're going to start back on Monday. We're going to get through a lot of these games. I can't promise I'm going to have in-depth stats for every single one of them because it was an extremely busy week. But hey, when you have nice weather, you have to take advantage of the nice weather and you have to get the games in. So we're going to start with an Antwerp victory. 8 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors over Continental. 8-1 your score. 1-1 after the first inning, but Antwerp then shutting down Continental and putting up runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, a 2-spot, a 3-spot, and a 2-spot. That totals their 8 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors for the Archers. But how about Luke Parrott? 7 innings of 1 hit, 1 run. That run not even earned. 11 Ks in 2 walks of baseball. Luke Parrott, one more time, needs to be said again. 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. That run not earned. 11 Ks and 2 walks. The only Continental hitter to get on the board, Nolan Cordes, he had a single, and Jaden Pitney scored their only run. Antwerp at the plate, well, Aiden Leachy, he doubled. He had 2 singles, 2 runs, and an RBI on a 3-hit day. Michael Roars crossed the plate once. Derek Hines, he singled and drove one in. Lucas Sproles, he scored a run. Jackson Jones, 2-hit day, 2 singles and a run scored. Dylan Hahn, double, 2 runs and 2 driven in. Hampton Rogge also had an RBI. Braylon Moreno, a single and a run scored. But Luke Parrott, 7 innings. Of 1 hit, 1 run, no earned run, 11 Ks, and 2 walks on the bump for the Antwerp Archers. Let's talk about the Wayne Trace Raiders from earlier in the week, and they picked up a big-time win. Your final score in this one, it was Wayne Trace 7, Fort Jennings 6. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the red, white, and blue for Fort Jennings. 6 runs on 8 hits, 5 errors. Well, on the bump for Wayne Trace, Tanner Lockoff, he got the start, went 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, striking out 2 while walking 1. Jack Schoonauer in relief, 3 innings of work, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 Ks, and 2 walks. Then Dylan Kaufman comes in to close it out, and boy, he was pretty good. 2 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, none of those earned, 1 strikeout, and no walks. For Dylan Kaufman, the Wayne Trace closer against Fort Jennings. Again, 7 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors for the red, white, and blue. They pick up the victory, and they walk it off in the bottom of the last inning. Your score line looks like this. Fort Jennings got on the board in the first. Then it was Wayne Trace in the bottom of the second. Top of the third, it was a tie game, and then 2 from Fort Jennings. Fort Jennings able to tack on 2 more in the top of the 5th inning, and then it was Wayne Trace able to pull it out at the end. Let's take a look at how they did it. Brady Rossram at the plate, 2 singles, a run, and an RBI. Tanner Lockoff, he singled and also drove one in. Carter Clemens, 2 singles, a run, and an RBI. Tyson Gerber, also 2 knocks on the day, scored and drove one in. Micah Sin, a run. Carter Baumley, 2 singles. Jonathan Sterrett, a single, a run, and an RBI. And then Caden Sin, a single, a run, and Tyler Head, also scoring a run. Well, again, the winning pitcher, Tanner Lockoff, 2 innings of 2 hit, 1 run. Baseball, 2 strikeouts and a walk, but it was the whole red, white, and blue pitching staff that got it done against Fort Jennings. 7-6 your final. The Wayne Trace Raider winner. More baseball from earlier in the week. We're going to stick with the Wayne Trace Raiders, and it was Wayne Trace over Fairview in this one in a tough GMC showdown. The Apaches darn good this year. But it was 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Raiders that got it done, and they're able to jump on Fairview early. A run in the second, a run in the third, then they tacked on 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and then 1 in the top of the 7th. Brody Rossworm goes 6 complete, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, striking out 5 while walking 3. Caden Sin comes in relief, throws 1 scoreless inning, striking out 1. And at the plate, well, Brody Rossworm had another knock. I'd have to see if he's on a hitting streak right now because it sure as heck seems like it. Tanner Lockoff, a double and a run scored. Carter Clemens, he also singled. Tyson Gerber singled and drove one in. Jack Schoonauer having a really nice year. 2 singles and 2 runs. Carter Baumley, a single and a run, an RBI. Caden Sin, single and an RBI. Trenton Thomas, a run. Dylan Kaufman, a run scored. Wayne Trace trying to string a few wins together from earlier in the week. More baseball. It was the Archers against Ayersville, and it was a tough one in GMC play. Well, Ayersville got on top of Antwerp early. It was 6-0 after 2 innings. They win it 8-4, 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for the Archers. Tough year for the Archers on the baseball diamond, but they are plugging along, and they have a lot of talent coming up through the pipeline. So you take your lumps early, you learn a lot. And on the bump, Jackson Jones went 2 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, while striking out 1 and walking 4. Derek Hines in relief, 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 4 Ks, and no walks. At the plate, Michael Roars, he scored a run. Aiden Leachty with 2 more singles, 2 runs, and 3 driven in. Riley Smith, he singled. Hampton Rogge also a knock. Braylon Moreno coming across the plate once. We're going to take a look at the GMC standings coming up here in a little bit. As we continue to work our way through our baseball segment, Paulding knocking off Edgerton in Green Meadows Conference play. A really nice win for these Paulding Panthers. I know their record doesn't look great overall, but they're making a charge here in the GMC, and it was Grayson Harder. He's been really good. 6 2/3 of 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned run, 11 Ks, and 4 walks on the bump for Grayson Harder. Colton Hunt, he comes in to shut it down, going 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 1K, and 2 walks. At the plate, Kane Jones, we know what he can do on the basketball floor, but man, is he darn good at the plate. A single and 2 runs scored. Grayson Harder, he helps himself out. 2 singles, 2 runs, and 1 driven in. Colton Hunt, a single, a run. Grady Aaron, a single and an RBI. Nick Bauman, single, double, run, and 2 RBI. Ridge Hunt also had an RBI. Grady Barton, a single and a run scored. Zach Barton, he doubled while driving 2 in. And then Stroker Etter with 2 singles and a run scored. Once again, Paulding 8, Edgerton 5 in a Green Meadows Conference showdown taken by the Paulding Panthers. Let's turn back to the Wayne Trace Raiders, because like I said, they put together a few really nice wins from this past week, and they were able to take down Autoville 12-3, and they banged out 15 hits. 12 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Autoville. The winning pitcher, Declan Schwiesenberg, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 Ks and a walk. John Starrett in relief, 3 innings of no hit. No run baseball. He did strike out 3. Wayne Trace at the plate. Well, I mentioned his name a lot today. Brody Rossworm. Couple of hits. A double, a single, and a run scored. Tanner Lockoff followed him up. A single, 2 runs, and an RBI. Jack Schoenauer continues to rake. A single, a run, and 3 driven in. Tyson Gerber, single, 2 runs, and 1 RBI. John Starrett, 2 singles and a run. Blake Osborne, a single, a double, 2 scored, and 1 driven in. Connor Davis, 2 singles, a run, 2 driven in. Caden Sin, a single, an RBI. And then Tyler Head, 3 singles, 2 runs, and 2 RBI in a 12-3 winner for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Again, 15 hits for the red, white, and blue in this one. All right, bear with me. Working our way through the week with all the cancellations. They have to make up the game sometime. So last week and this week, whenever you have nice weather, have to get out on the baseball diamond. So let's talk a little bit more Wayne Trace Raider baseball. We were able to talk to head coach Ryan Jerome at the beginning of the year, and he was really excited about this team, and I think his pitching staff as well as his batters are really complementing each other right now. So Wayne Trace on a bit of a roll right now. Again, we'll get to the standings coming up, but it was 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the red, white, and blue as they took down Edgerton in a really tough Green Meadows Conference showdown. Edgerton has a real good ball club, 4 runs on 5 hits, but those 4 errors, the difference in this one. Carter Clemens, he goes 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 5 Ks, and 2 walks. Caden Sin, he picks up the save in 2 innings of work. No hits, no runs, 4 Ks, and no walks. That's a heck of an outing. 2 innings, 4 strikeouts, no walks again for Caden Sin. Brody Rossworm and Tanner Lockoff scored and drove one in. Carter Clemens with 2 doubles on the day, a 3-hit day. He singled, scored 2, and drove 2 in. Tyson Gerber, a double and an RBI. Jack Schoenauer had a knock to his name. Carter Bumley, a single. John Starrett, a single. Caden Sin, a single and a run. And then Tyler Head, he doubled and scored a run himself. So we took you through the week. Let's take a look at the Friday Green Meadows Conference scoreboard. Wayne Trace, well, they just keep on winning. 10-3 victory for the red, white, and blue over Crestview. Fairview knocks off Eden by 5, 7-2. Ayersville takes down Continental, 8-5. Edgerton, 14, Holgate, 1. And then Hicksville, 2, Evergreen, 0. So let's take a look at the Green Meadows Conference standings for baseball as of last night. And they look like this. Well, you heard Scoop mention it a little bit earlier. Tenora, they have a really good team this year, but Wayne Trace right on their heels. Tenora 6-1, 12-4 overall. Wayne Trace 5-1 in the league. did lose to Tenora early in Green Meadows Conference play, 14-5 overall for Wayne Trace. Fairview 4-2, 12-2 overall, 3-3 in conference play for Edgerton, 9-8 overall. Hicksville 2-4, 6-7. Ayersville 2-4, 6-8. Paulding 2-4, 4-8. And then Antwerp 0-5, 2-11 for the Archers. And I need to point out, with that win against Crestview for Wayne Trace, that is 9 straight victories for the Red, White, and Blue. Their last loss coming at Van Wert, April 21st. It is now May 2nd. That is 9 straight for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Just a phenomenal job on the diamond. And I also do need to mention that, breaking news as of earlier today, Wayne Trace's head basketball coach, Jim Linder, he steps away after 17 incredibly successful seasons at the helm of the Wayne Trace Raiders, which included 10 Green Meadows Conference titles, 10 in 17 years. My gosh, that's pretty darn good. 284-131 overall. Once again, Jim Linder, 284-131 overall with the Raiders. That includes a state tournament appearance in 2015. He also won 10 Green Meadows titles at Wayne Trace. So 17 years for the head man at Wayne Trace, Jim Linder. Congrats, Coach Linder. Thank you for everything you've done for us broadcasters and MySports.live. And I can't wait to catch up with you about it all. So one final thing, as I mentioned, congrats to Jim Linder on an incredibly successful career at Wayne Trace. All right, we're done wrapping up baseball. That's a look at the entire week. I know this was a long segment, a lot of teams playing as many games as they possibly can in, so we had to talk about it all. But we're talking softball next. Time for a break on My Sports. We will break down the week that was on the softball diamond right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up talking a whole bunch of baseball. But lucky for you, we're going to chat some softball. A ton happening this week on the diamond with the guys and with the ladies. A ton of really good games. And again, a big thank you to Scoop Miller. Scoop, thank you so much for the insight. He was our guest today, the MySports.live commentator, a man that wears a ton of different hats. We've had the pleasure to do a ton of games together, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, heck, whatever it might be. Scoop, thank you so much, and I really do appreciate your time. Let's get to some softball. We talked so much baseball because, you know why, there's a ton going on, and that's a good thing. So many games being played, that's all we can really hope for, and we're right in the thick of it in Green Meadows Conference play, and we're going to talk about Ayersville and Antwerp in a really close game, and the Antwerp Lady Archers, they gave it their all in this one. Antwerp came into this one without a win in conference play, while Ayersville, those Pilots are undefeated in the GMC, but it was Antwerp who took it to them, but just couldn't pull it out at the end. Ayersville, one run in the bottom of the fifth inning, that was the only difference in this one. One run on five hits, one error for Ayersville. Archers shut out, they did have one hit, just two errors. Kendra Waldron, she went all seven in the circle for the Ayersville Pilots. She was unreal. One hit, no runs, 12 Ks, no walks. Once again, Kendra Waldron, seven innings, one hit, no runs, 12 Ks, no walks. The losing pitcher, Ellie Clem, she gave it her all. Six innings of work, five hits, one run. It was earned, four Ks and three walks. Walks hurting just a little bit, but and when a pitcher's on like Waldron was, there's not too much you can do. The only Antwerp hit, cutting off the bat of Ellie Clem, and that was a single. Once again, 1-0, Ayersville takes down Antwerp in girls softball action. One run, five hits, an error for those Pilots, and for the Lady Archers, no runs, a hit, and two errors. More Green Meadows Conference play. Let's talk about the Wayne Trace Raiders. Also looking for some wins in GMC play, and the winning pitcher in this one, Fairview versus Wayne Trace, and it was Wayne Trace who got on the board 2-0, one run in the first two innings, but Adrian Peck, she went seven innings, three hits, two runs, only one of those earned while striking out four and walking two. In the circle for the Apaches, she was really good, and another team that's really on a hot streak right now, these Fairview Apaches. They came into this one undefeated in conference play. So much talent in the GMC for both baseball and softball this year, but at the plate, for the red, white, and blue, Tiana Sin, two knocks, a double, and a run. Alicia Behenna, she had an RBI, and then Brooke Tinger also drove one in. Once again, tough one for Wayne Trace. They drop it 3-2 to Fairview. Three runs, seven hits, three errors for the Apaches. For Wayne Trace, two runs, three hits, and three errors. Let's chat some Paulding softball. And it was Paulding suffering a tough loss to Edgerton in conference play. Paulding have been doing pretty well in the GMC so far this year. Came into this one 3-3 in league play, and one reason why, Tia Mendez, she's really started to grow up before our eyes. Seven innings, nine hits, six runs, only two of those earned, 12 strikeouts and three walks. Another double-digit strikeout performance for Tia Mendez. Corinne Cape, she was fantastic. Seven innings, 10 hits, three runs, all earned, one strikeout and one walk. Paulding was able to put the ball in play, but the Edgerton defense was behind their winning pitcher, Corinne Cape. At the plate, Brooklyn Bakel continues a nice campaign with a single and a run scored. Caden Schaub, a single. Mariah Kloffenstein, three-hit day. Three singles, two runs, and one driven in. Tia Mendez, a double and an RBI. Sylvia Pumphrey, a single, a double, and an RBI. Jayla Kloffenstein, a double, and Marley Parrott, a single. Once again, a tough one for the Paulding Lady Panthers. They fall by three, 6-3. Three runs, 10 hits, one error for Paulding. Edgerton, six runs, nine hits, one error in that game. All right, moving forward, it was a Paulding County showdown between Antwerp and Wayne Trace on the softball diamond, and it was a close one, but it was Antwerp pulling out the 3-1 victory over the Wayne Trace Raiders. Wayne Trace was able to tack on one in the top half of the sixth inning, but Antwerp, they held them off. There's three spot coming in the bottom half of the fifth inning. But once again, Ellie Clem, just phenomenal in the circle for the Lady Archers. Seven complete, six hits, one run. It was earned, seven Ks, no walks. Reagan McGarvey, well, she tossed a nice game for Wayne Trace. Six innings, five hits, three runs, all earned, three Ks, and three walks. I'll take you through both sides of the plate for the Archers and the Raiders. Ellie Clem, a single, a run, and an RBI. Raylan Zuber, single and an RBI. Caroline Roars, a single and an RBI. Kara Pierce, a single. Taylor Hogan, she scored a run, and then Hayden Langotcher, a single and a run scored. And for Wayne Trace, it looked like this. Tiana Sin, a single. Alicia Behenna, she had a single and an RBI. Reagan McGarvey had a knock as well. Addison LeBounty, she singled. Brooke Tinger, a single. Ella Crosby, a single and a run. And if you look, not too many extra base hits as I read that box score. Not too many extra base hits, which means both pitchers were throwing really well. But it was Antwerp getting the Green Meadows Conference and Paulding County victory over rival Wayne Trace. 3-1, your final. Three runs, five hits, no errors. One run, six hits, one error for Wayne Trace. All right, more softball, and just like baseball, these ladies have to get the games in. I think it was the Wayne Trace Raider baseball team that may have played a game every single day this week. I have to double-check myself on that, but it was very close. If it wasn't every single day, it was four of the 5 days during the week. So let's take a look at this softball score. Edgerton 4, Wayne Trace 0 in Green Meadows Conference action. And it was four runs on 10 hits, no errors for Edgerton. But Wayne Trace, they scattered the ball around the field. No runs on eight hits. They defense for Edgerton, just getting out of some tough situations. Two errors for Wayne Trace, which didn't help the cause. But only four runs. And the winning pitcher, Corinne Cape, seven innings, eight hits, seven Ks, no walks. And she didn't allow a run, of course, on those eight hits. The losing pitcher, Reagan McGarvey, six innings, 10 hits, four runs, three earned, two Ks, and no walks. Tiana Sin, a few more knocks to her name. She had two singles. Addison LeBounty putting together a nice campaign with a single. Alicia Behenna, another knock. Olivia Zartman, a single. Brooke Tinger, two singles and a double on a three-hit effort, but a tough loss for Wayne Trace, only out hit by two, but outscored by four. Four runs, 10 hits for those Edgerton Bulldogs. No runs on 8 hits, 2 errors for the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. So that's a look at some of the softball that happened in the area from this past week. Plenty more still coming up. We have a few more weeks of spring sports left, so don't get too antsy yet. Soon we will blink. Soon it will be August, I know, but we still have plenty more GMC softball that we have to talk about throughout the rest of the season. So we'll get to more of that next week. A lot of big games happening this upcoming week. As you know, a lot of teams playing some games early in the week, some weekend games for a lot of schools. Again, when the weather is above 50 and sunny, heck, even 45 and sunny, you're going to play as much as you can. So anyway, that's a look at softball from this past week. It's time for a break here on My Sports, but when we come back, we have some thank yous we need to hand out, and then we need to put a lid on this one. Stay with me, Paulding County. One more short break. We're back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, putting a lid on this one like we do each and every week, and that is with some thank yous, and they go out to our guests, and they go out to our sponsors. So first and foremost, a big thank you to our guest today, Scoop Miller. Scoop, thank you so much for coming on My Sports, not just this time. I know you've been a guest on My Sports a few different times in the past few years, but I really do appreciate it, and I really appreciate all of the insight. We talked about the guys that we've seen from the spring sports in Paulding County and the Green Meadows Conference in general move on to play at the next level and who are really excelling. So thank you for giving a little bit of insight to our listeners on what it takes to get to that next level. And it doesn't matter how big or small the school you come from is. All that matters is they will find you if you have the talent and the hard work. So once again, thanks so much for coming on this morning and spending a piece of your day with us. And I'm looking forward to our next call on Tuesday. Big weekend, though. Of course, Bowling Green and Toledo baseball squaring off all weekend long. Anyway, our next thank yous, they need to go out to our sponsors. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp. Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and of course the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do this each and every year, so thank you so much for your support. And season number 3 for me, I can't believe we're almost getting to the end of another school year. Congratulations to all the seniors that are graduating and moving on to pursue their careers, pursue sports if you're going to go that route. Best of luck. We'll save that here for a few more weeks when we put a lid on the season with our wrap-up show like we do each and every year with some of our best moments from the year. But first and foremost, thank you so much to our sponsors, because without them, I wouldn't be here doing this. More baseball, more softball coming up. We'll talk some track next week and hopefully have some track coaches on from this past year. It's been a tough year for them too. I know we talk about baseball and softball a lot, not being able to get games in, but track and field, they have to battle the weather too. So I know we've already seen and talked about some really good performances from this season so far. Hopefully we'll chat with some coaches coming up here in the future. All right, well, that will do it for me today. Another episode of My Sports in the Books. And whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, right here from the My 1027 WMYW Studios. Have a great week, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.